Hey, it's part two of the early morning Saturday. Still in bed. Yay. So anyway, where was I? I only have one vehicle. So my beloved will be here at 9 a.m. during his lunch to pick me up so that I can use his vehicle to run my errands. I have to go to the bank to get the money to pay for the computer. Have to go to the grocery store, pick up some odds and ends. I'm gonna make roast today. My favorite. What else? Beloved's gonna come home and finish painting the dining room. It's second coat. And work on the dining room floor while I finish tackling the basement. But if I get up now, maybe I can start with the basement and then work my way up. And what else? In regards to the background noise, I do hear a buzzing every once in a while. Like on Dean's boo that he did in response to Mac, I heard like what sounded like a vacuum cleaner in the background or some type of engine, like, to me it just sounded like air being sucked in, like a vacuum cleaner. And with Sayer, I could, yeah, definitely hear like a vibrating generator type sound. There was a few others that have sounds. I really didn't start paying attention till Max said something. But I kind of listened to, like, when Stefano's doing one in the car, you can hear the turn signals, or, you know, the hollow sound that it makes. Even when Mac does his, you can hear. I'm trying to think who else did one in a car. And then when you're outside, you know, you can hear the wind blowing or you can tell when a person's walking. So you just know that it's outside background noise. Right now, there is no noise other than maybe the rustling of a blanket or the sound of, you know, that. But there shouldn't be any other sounds. So, anyway, what else? I've been really quiet this past week on Audioboo. You ever go through stages where you just don't have anything to say? Or anything interesting to talk about? You know? And I just know that I have to get stuff done. Oh, and the other thing, too, I was going to share. Last night I talked to someone who means a lot to me. We've lost, like, the last 20 years. So we're kind of catching up slowly. And I found out his son was murdered when he was 16. And he would have been 30 this year for his birthday. And how difficult it is to get over the death of a child. I cannot imagine. Can't compute that. What that would be like to have to experience the death of a child. Would it be the same as just losing a part of yourself, right? Intense for a Saturday morning. Oh, do you remember when you were little and you'd get up early on Saturday and watch TV in your pajamas, Saturday morning cartoons, and eat bowls of cereal in front of the TV? Yep, I did that. Laterness, people.